Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up 3. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul on Venture. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She comes along, 3-ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Art Fixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, things are starting to buzz a little bit here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Anna versus Cincinnati Taft, a regional semifinal in boys D3. Later tonight, it's Versailles, the surprising Tigers against Springfield Shawnee. The two winners meet on Saturday at 4 in a boys D3 regional championship. Anna Rockets have won 15 of their last 16, swept the second round of the Shelby County Athletic League. Have had some ups and downs occasionally, haven't put together complete games, have played well enough to get that long streak together, Chuck. Close encounter the other night. Lucky to pull that out against Jamestown Greenview. Nonetheless, this team makes plays. Anna Rockets shoot the three well. They simply make plays offensively and defensively at big times. It has been an overachieving year for the green and white of Anna.
Well, Masteller and Ambos and Ben Kovacs and McCain Finkenbein, those young men have had great seasons, and they're going to all four have to have great games tonight because this is going to be one heck of a challenge.
Oh, yeah. Masteller was likened to Koning of Cedarville by Jackson Center's head coach, Scott Elkert. Isaiah coming off a recent, 46-point encounter in the sectional tournament, a night which Finkenbein scored more than half that many. This club beat Meadowdale with a 96
point night.
Right. Two games ago here in the tournament, and it did.
Well, if they need 96 tonight, they're in trouble.
I would agree. I would agree. That means if you give up 90 to Taft, you turned it over far too many times.
Right.
And you just got obliterated on the backboards. Neither one of those things can happen this evening. This Taft team is huge, and their striped sweatpants make them even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Their hairdos make them another 6 inches bigger. It is an enormous team. I joked with one of the Taft coaching personnel a little while ago. I said, now, here's your schedule. You played only 18 games. You paused a few times. Did the UC and Xavier games get played?
I'm looking forward to seeing Rayvon Griffith play. 6'6", yeah. Sophomore, has had contacts from Ohio State and North Carolina so far.
Right.
That means you're a pretty good basketball player.
Yeah, he's a horse, and he stands 6'7" on the inside, averaging 24 points per game. Three other young men are just under 10, and head coach Nate Barhorst said it's an evenly balanced team. To finish my story, Chuck, one of the assistant coaches for Taft said to me, well, yeah, we did play Xavier and UC and split.
Yeah, well, and I'm looking forward to seeing Taft play. I hope Anna plays well. They need to protect the basketball. They cannot give up turnovers for easy layups. They can't afford to give up 3 and 4 offensive rebounds on a possession. Those are really two big keys. If they can handle the pressure and not let them beat them to death on the backboards, Anna's got a shot.
Tournament personnel here at Vandalia Butler said before the game, Taft is a prohibitive favorite. Anna may not have much of a chance. Taft practiced here maybe yesterday or earlier this morning, I believe.
Yeah, they got a chance to come up because Anna had played on the floor.
Right. Anna's played part of its sectional here at Vandalia Butler, the district game specifically. And Taft had played all of its previous games down at Northmont. So Taft got a look at the gym, worked out a little bit, and the tournament personnel here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center said, wow.
Well, I mean, how much do you have to know about basketball to look out there at that team to our left and know that that's one heck of an athletic basketball team? Yeah. They're going to be athletic. Now, Anna's athletic, too, in spots.
Right.
But I don't, you know, they got to be able to match up in all five spots. They need Kovacs to play inside with no intimidation by the size. And Masteller's got to try to get to the rim, and McCain Finkenbein needs to have an outstanding 3-point shooting night.
Yep.
If they do all that, there's no reason they can't be in the game.
Yeah, Kovacs has got to use his 6'5 frame to the best of his ability and have a very good night scoring and rebounding. That is for certain. We'll hear from Anna head coach Nate Barhorst in just 1 minute. We're about 11 minutes away from the opening tip to start the game. It's a boys' Division III regional semifinal, Anna against Taft. For whatever reason, DeMarco Bradley, head coach of Taft, said, we floundered late in the sectional or at the district level the last 3 years and blown leads of 15, 17, and 19 and have not even gotten to the regional. Last year had nearly a 20-point lead over Dayton Stivers and got edged out before at Dayton Northridge. Taft wants to get over the hump. And, oh boy, Anna could be in trouble. The Rockets have got to play every bit as well as they did against Meadowdale 2 games ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Oh, big key building components tonight for Cincinnati Taft. Start with Rayvon Griffith, 6'7" tall. He could overwhelm Anna if he is on his game. This is a big club. It's an athletic Taft team, and it rebounds, and rebounds some more, and will steal you blind out at the guard spot. Anna's building components take care of the ball. No live ball turnovers.
Very few easy baskets or none, preferably. Rockets have got to pump in the three ball like it's going out of style, much like Botkins did here last night in the D4 regional semifinal. And as Chuck noted, get Kovacs involved. He needs a good game. He's due for one. And by the same token, get Isaiah Masteller and McCain Finkenbein involved a whole daggone bunch.
Absolutely. They have got to be at the top of their games because those are the two leaders. Yep. Those are the two kids that can get them there.
And head coach Nate Barhorst told us earlier in the week, we're on a roll, 15 out of 16. But he admitted, very lucky against Jamestown Greenview and avoided a heartbreaking upset defeat.
Yeah, we sure did. And sometimes, you know, we've told the boys, sometimes you have to have some luck in this tournament. And lo and behold, we got some of that the other night. Just happened to be in the right position at the right time and a little help from them with, you know, coughing it up and giving us an opportunity to seal it with two free throws there. So you just never know. But this team, they seem to find a way. They seem to find a, you know, scratch, claw, you know, whatever it takes. You know, with the last 15 out of 16 games, I think we can just go ahead and trace back to our last, you know, stretch there where we lost three in a row, and that last one where we ended up losing was Jackson, and that was
right
where we kind of got together and said, hey, we're at a crossroads right now. You know, where you go from here and where you want to be really is your decision, and what, you know, the choice you make from here on out, and how you want to practice and how you want to get better, and kind of taking that and ran with it. So it's good to see that they've responded. We've had some games where they've been close calls. Sometimes we need those kind of games to have experience. I think it's helped us down the road. But, you know, we need to have our A game in order to win tomorrow night.
Cincinnati Taft's strength is more than Rayvon Griffin. They've got a complete team.
Oh, yeah. They certainly do, with Barry down low, number four, and then number zero that they bring off the bench as well are two bigs that we're going to have to account for on the backside boards. Shot goes up, we're going to have bodies on them at all times. And that is the number one key, along with protecting the basketball and being, you know, handle their pressure, are going to be two big things. And then communication. That's ultimately what we stress every day. It just seems like year in and year out, it's the one thing that we want our kids to be able to elevate more is talking.
Sure.
You know, and you look at some of the college games, and I just have them, you know, listen to what, you know, some of these guys are saying out on the court and talking and communicating with each other, and they all know exactly where they're going and what, you know, the timing and everything is perfect. So that's the kind of stuff we want to try to emulate. I know it's at another level, but again, in order to get to the next level, you got to be able to do some of those small things.
Nate Barhorst, head coach of the Anna boys, before today's regional semifinal, Anna Cincinnati Taft. Compare Taft with Stivers a year ago in the fourth quarter last year. You might have run out of gas a little bit. You're asking a lot from your top six or seven players in this game against Taft today.
Correct. And last year, we kind of learned a thing or two, too, not having the gas there at the end. And they had a tandem set of guards with Ellis and Lattimore that really just penetrated the gaps, penetrated the guts, and we really didn't have an answer for them. Not sure if Taft has those great of guards either.
Right.
They definitely have size. They definitely have more size, and that's the big concern. And they also have the stud in Griffith that we're going to have to also hold accountable for. So very similar style, athleticism, guys that really, really push the tempo. We're going to have to sprint back in defensive transition. That's the other thing that they do very, very well. And if that ball hits the sideline, they're coming after you and they're trapping you.
Against Cincinnati Taft, Indian Lake, very competitive. What did you learn from that game?
Well, I tell you what, he had a great game plan. I talked to Indian Lake's coach afterwards, too, and we kind of, you know, exchanged some, you know, things back and forth on what they did, and they had that number 22 on Rayvon Griffith just being physical, and that's the one thing I noticed is they were so physical on the defensive end, boxed out very, very well, and got some over-the-back calls that went their way, on the offensive end, I just noticed that they moved the ball. Ball hardly ever touched the ground a few times, and they got some straight-line passes, some direct passes that I thought were key in them staying close to that game. And that's what we have stressed all week too, is we got to get the ball moving. We got to make sure that we make the extra pass, find the open man. Can't be stagnant with the ball against this group. You know, as soon as you're stagnant, you're allowing them to reset their defense and get back into position.
And you've got to eliminate live ball turnovers and easy Taft buckets.
That's correct. That's what they feed off of. Their defense leads their offense. And if we're able to minimize the mistakes, look for the open guy, because some way, somehow, they're going to give us pressure, whether it's in the full court or it's going to be in the half court with the random run and jump, and they're just going to send a guy, which we've seen before. And it is. It's all random. And they throw everything at you. So we're going to have to ask for our kids to be having their heads up the whole time. Keep the ball in the middle of the court. You know, as soon as you drive sideline, you look away, they're coming after you. All right? They're coming after you. So we've really drilled on that, and we want to try to keep the ball in our guards' hands.
And words of advice for his Rockets, Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, watching Taft shoot here in the shoot-around, Chuck, about 5 minutes away from the opening tip. Taft doesn't fire it up very accurately from long distance.
No. I watched him warm up, and it kind of reminds me of the old Trotwood teams. Yeah, I would always zone them, and they would shoot the ball, and then five guys would crash the boards. If you allow them to get in there with the rebound, you got problems. But if you box out, you can leak somebody out and go get some easy baskets at the other end. But the key, and Coach Barhorst said it, I think, three different times in the interview, their guards have got to handle the pressure. If they don't handle the pressure, it's going to be a long night.
Oh, yeah. If the Rockets turn it over 20-plus times and 8 or 10 of them are live ball turnovers that lead to transition goals, lights out, night over.
And like you said, you got to recognize, because they're going to throw different things at you, and you got to be prepared, and you don't have 3 or 4 seconds to make that choice. It's got to be instantaneous.
Yep. We're about 3 minutes away from the opening tip. Anna, Cincinnati Taft, boys Division III regional semifinal. Anna Rockets 21-5. Cincinnati Taft 14-4. 2 losses to Woodward. Taft plays in that Cincinnati Metro Athletic Conference, the likes of Western Hills, Withrow. Woodward, loaded club, Division II team, got edged out by Wyoming, I think, in a district. So it is a lot of good athletes, very good basketball.
Oh, yeah.
In that CMAC. Cincinnati Taft finished second to Woodward, believe it or not, didn't win that league.
Well, I remember, and we used to go down and watch the regional every year, Division I, and it was Taft, and it was Woodward, and it was Aiken, and now they're all 2-3.
Right. And Cincinnati Taft has been Division II until just a few years ago. We'll return in a few minutes. Opening tip right around the corner. Let's hear from a few of our anchor sponsors. It's Cincinnati Taft and Anna. Boys Division III regional semifinal from here at Vandalia. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids, to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victorious Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victorious, V-I-C, VictorousHealth.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank's got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. So many thanks to our anchor business partners here tonight, as we are set to bring you this game between Anna and Cincinnati Tech. Osgood Bank is one of them. Thanks again to Osgood. Located in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Marker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one location, or I should say one solution, four locations. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffley Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffley. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. And Locale Equipment and Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thank you, Locale. We owe a great deal of gratitude to the staff and associates in Locale Equipment. Couldn't have gotten off the ground 15 years ago without the support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you, staff and associates, Mary Elise Pop, Roger Dietrich. We owe you a great deal of gratitude. But here we are, Chuck, 15 years later, after that start, which was helped along for sure by Locale Equipment, and we are approaching game number 1500. May not get to it before the end of this basketball season. Is that this last 2 weeks, or is that for since we started?
It feels like it.
This bench is starting to really get to me.
You know what? You're wearing the finish.
When I came in, I told the athletic director here, I said, you guys need a tournament chiropractor.
There you go. Anna Rockets, opening five, Isaiah Masteller, McCain Finkenbein, Isaiah Senior, McCain a junior, 6'2", 6 feet respectively. Both about 17 and a half a game. Zach Ambus at guard, 5'9", a junior. Ben Kovacs, 13 a game, 6'4", a senior. Jacob Robinson, 6'4", a senior. Cincinnati Taft, Yako Nelson, 6'4", senior. Brandon Cromer, 6 foot junior. Rayvon Griffith, 6'7", sophomore. Jamarco Berry, a 6'5", senior. And Dylan Britton, a 5'10", senior. Taft wins the opening tap, but Anna makes a steal. Nicely done. Here's Finkenbein on a drive. Driving layup down the lane. No good. Stick back is good. Kovacs, Johnny on the spot. Way to go, Ben. Need him to have a super game. Long three, straight away, tap. Good! Rayvon Griffith. He's the big man for the Taft Senators. He just arched in a 24-footer, and Taft leads it 3-2. Here's Masteller down the floor, driving into the lane area. He's bumped, shoots it. It is short. Rebound by Taft. Here come the Senators. Right corner, Cromer. Cromer starts to drive, gets a shove from Ambus. Head coach Nate Barhorst lobbies as the referee stands next to him. Hey, was it my Masteller fouled at the other end?
Same thing I would have said. Hey, that's a good call. You missed that one.
Right. Taft leads it 3-2. He played a minute. Baseline left, Dylan Britton inbounds. Throws it 25 feet away to Brandon Miles. Miles has checked in early. Oh, here's a lob down inside. It's caught by Cromer right near the rim. Cromer's only a 6 foot junior, but he caught it point blank range. A cripple laid in the snowbird. Easy two. Anna cannot let that happen. Here's Finkenbein straight on. Step back, three balls of beauty. Wow, what a shot.
Had a hand in his face too. That was tough.
We are tied at 5. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. Here's a steal. Robinson slapped it away from Cromer. Down to Ambus. On the arc to Masteller. Masteller 25 feet out. Anna spreads the floor and sets. Kovacs with a screen. Masteller pick and roll down the lane. All the way to the rim. Left it short. It was altered by the size of Taft. Masteller normally makes that. 2 minutes gone. Ball lobbed into Griffith. Baseline right. And he towers over the green jerseys of Anna and drops in a five-footer. 7-5 Taft. Taft Senators in the home white gold numbers outlined in green. Green and gold stripes down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Anna green from top to bottom, white numerals. Anna in white across the chest. 7-5 Taft leads it. Here's Finkenbein. Oh, he fakes a shot. Passes to Kovacs. He's wide open. Kovacs for two.
Set a slip screen that time. Didn't set the screen. Just rolled to the basket. Nice pass by Finkenbein.
Oh, that was a clinic on half-court offense by Anna. And then Tapp retaliates. Rayvon Griffith got across the center line, took three steps, let it fly, all cord from nearly 30 feet. And Taft leads it 10-7. Finkenbein counters. Finkenbein, bullseye. Finkenbein matches it.
My goodness, that was deep.
Woo! We got 20 points, Chuck, in less than 3 minutes.
I know.
Here's Griffith, high right. Hand off to Britton. Griffith drives down the lane, lost it, got it back. Threw it to a teammate. High right. Taft's guard guns one. It's pitched up there by Yako Nelson, way short. Clearly a shove off below the rim against Taft.
Barry shoved him with two hands. That was that. They had to call that.
Couldn't miss that one. 10-10 tie. 4:46 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Finkenbein in backcourt against Brandon Miles, who is a 6'3 senior guard. Screen set, midcourt to Kovacs. Oh, look at the switch by Taft. Finkenbein in a pinch. Gets the ball away, though, to Robinson. In the right corner to Ambus. He goes up and down and travels. 4:29 left in the first. Game tied at 10. Anna somehow, someway, has got to make sure it paces itself
in a game which seemingly it may not be able to.
Well, the key is making decisions, because sometimes you're going to want to run and sometimes you want to bring it back out, and you got to make split second decisions in this game tonight.
Anna will play seven, Taft will play at least 10. Baseline right with the ball at Jocko Nelson. He spins to the rim, right below the cup, left it short somehow. Rebound to Kovacs. High dribble up the floor to Masteller. Masteller timeline. Here comes the trap at midcourt. Trouble. It goes to Robinson. Down to Ambus. Left baseline. Ambus makes the 10-footer, but Anna had called a timeout. Head coach Nate Barhorst wants to instruct his club on getting that ball beyond the timeline and avoiding the trap. 4:02 to go in the first. Tied at 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
But Chuck, so far, so good for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, they've made good decisions. The jump and run was set up that time. They didn't rotate properly. That's why he called the quick timeout, to make sure that they knew what they were running. They worked that promise.
Ambus inbounding far side of the floor. Uses 4.5 seconds. Fires it into Finkenbein, left corner. A little spin move into the lane. He flips it up with the right hand. A teardrop. Got it. And what a play by Finkenbein. One-on-one against the taller Barry. Finkenbein worked him over. 12-10, end of a two. Far out on the floor, it's Dylan Britton. Where's number five for the Taft Senators? Ambus on him. Ball lobbed. Deep left corner. Triple. Cincinnati Taft is arched up, and it rims out. Miles couldn't get it to go. Anna with the board. Finkenbein, forecourt right. Anna Robinson, 30 feet away. Back to Masteller. Picked up by Jocko Nelson. 3:18 to go, first quarter. Anna 12, Taft 10. Masteller gets a screen from Kovacs, doesn't use it. Masteller through traffic into the lane. Clobbered, no call. Rebound Taft. Senators up the floor. Foul Anna. Unbelievably, the officials have allowed Taft to really work Anna over on shots near the rim.
Masteller has gotten pounded twice with no call.
3:07 left in the first. Anna leads it 12-10. Rockets have done well against Taft. Good defense by Anna. Guarding Taft its last couple trips down the floor. And the Senators slow it down. Midcourt, Dylan Britton. Left-hand dribble, Ambus on him. Here's Miles behind a screen on the arc, doesn't shoot. I would test Taft's outside shooting, except for Griffin.
Yeah, absolutely.
2:45 to go. First quarter. Anna 12, Taft 10. Anna thwarting Taft's offense right now. Until there's a little pick and roll. Ball dropped down inside to Jocko Nelson. A looper right in front of the rim. Good.
My favorite first name, Jocko. Y-A-A-C-O.
Tied at 12. Here's Anna breaking pressure. Robinson hits Kovacs. Streaking in from the right corner. That's what happens when you beat the trap.
Absolutely. And Kovacs has six now.
14-12. Anna right back up two. 2:07 to go here in the first. Taft deep in the right corner. Now on top, it's Britton. Britton enters ahead of the key. Three-point shot, Griffith again. It is bouncing out, no good. Rebound, safe inbounds by Taft. They missed the gimme, missed the rebound. I think over the back on Taft, nope. Anna fouls in the act of shooting. I'll tell you what, there have been two or three I have not agreed with. A minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Anna 14, Taft 12. Taft hasn't scored nearly 2 minutes. Of course, I'm a bit partial.
A little partial.
Toward the green, although both teams are green tonight. Foul shot, Taft up and in.
What? I can't even read his number. Is that Barry?
J. Marco Barry. J-A-Y-M-A-R-C-O. 6'5 senior. And Nate Barhorst feared him down below the iron. Very good rebounder. 6.5 a game. made the first shot, second one, a lot of rim, and it caroms in.
I'm going to tell you what, if they had missed that, Griffith was getting ready to rebound because they didn't box him out.
Yep, we're tied up at 14, minute 45 to go first quarter. Here's Finkenbein over the timeline. Wow, that's maybe the longest shot I've seen this year in high school basketball. McCain just threw up a 34-footer in the half-court offense, and it curled off to the left and hooked out of bounds.
If that would have gone in, it would have been a good shot. Well, that might have been a little early and a little deep.
I would say. In that possession, too early for certain. 14-14 tie, minute 42 left here in the opening quarter. And we've got one of the officials checking at the scores table for some reason. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. I'm far from totally healthy, Chuck, but I think in the last couple of days I've measured some kind of improvement coming off hospitalization for viral pneumonia. It was really tough. Never been in the hospital before as far back as I can remember.
Well, you were a baby, and that was probably the last time.
Right. Good point. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. 14-14 tie. Oh, Taft throws it down inside. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The fourth call blown. The fourth call blown here in the first quarter. Taft with a three-step walk and is called for over the back somehow, some way. And I'm trying to look at this game through as objective a lens as I can, Chuck. There have been four calls that have really gone negatively against the Rockets. Each one to me has been blown.
Well, I've never seen any of these officials, and that's not unheard of in a regional game.
Right, right.
So far, not impressed.
Called a common foul, shoving on Anna below the basket. And Taft fires a deep three from the right corner by Britton. It is no good. Hits the rim. Skying is Masteller for the board. Masteller outside the lane on the left. Last trip down. Taft clearly walked. Phantom foul against Anna. Game tied at 14. Uh-oh, Finkenbein throws to the center line. No one home. Taft on a bust out the other way. Slam dunk. Slam dunk. Ray Vaughn Griffith. That's the live ball turnover we talked about in the pregame. Anna's got to avoid him. It'll be an easy two for Taft. 46 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Masteller dribbling 40 feet to the rim, and that one is easily swatted out of bounds. Almost went into the upper deck, the mezzanine, here at the end of the Vandalia floor. That was a big-time block. It went soaring in the air. Anna down two, 16-14. Griffith has really tormented Anna here at the outset. Masteller catches the inbounds pass near midcourt. Gets a screen from Kovacs. Masteller on the bounce. Ball turned outside the arc of the right. Isaac McDermott is in. Now to Ambus. 30 seconds left. Opening period. McDermott to Finkenbein. Finkenbein's fouled. Fouled again. No call. Referee shakes his head. Wow. And here's a pass down inside to McDermott. Through his hands. Goes out of bounds. Taft is allowed to get away with handsy defense.
Wow.
And Anna can't even touch Taft. I'm disappointed. I'll be very honest. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Taft 16, Anna 14.
Well, you know the hair didn't get in his eyes, so that wasn't the problem.
Senators playing much more physically than
Anna. That was just a two-hand push.
And Taft is getting away with it. Well, here's Taft playing for one, I think. Dylan Britton throws it baseline right to Griffith. Fadeaway 10-footer. Missed one. Good rebound by Anna. 4 seconds left. Finkenbein to Ambus. Ambus to running one. Ander at the buzzer. Close from 15 feet, but no good. Anna's right there. Down just two. Taft 16. Anna 14. After one on scores, broadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Anna down two, 16-14. We start the second quarter. My partner Chuck McVie said after the Cedarville-Jackson Center game, he would not harp on the officials anymore in this tournament. Well, tonight it's my turn. It has not been good. You haven't been wrong. It has not been good. Anna's gotten the raw deal so far. Oh, here's an easy, easy steal. Intercepted by Griffith at midcourt. Just exactly what we talked about in the pregame. Cannot happen. Telegraph pass, cross court. There's a blocking foul on Taft. Three players go down. Isaiah Masteller was tripped, and it's ruled a jump ball. Arrow to Taft. That's call number five that's gone against Anna. My goodness gracious. Chuck, that's pathetic. Woo!
Somebody voted for him.
Wow. Taft player slid right over in front of Isaiah Masteller. He was tripped, went down chest first. And it's ruled what? Traveling?
Travel.
Travel call on Anna.
I think they call it a held ball.
Held ball. I'm not sure what they call
it. Yeah,
held possession of Griffith. Easy drive. Foul line to the rack. Up and good.
He's pretty darn good.
Ravon Griffith is just a sophomore.
Yeah, I know.
He is
getting looks from Ohio State and North Carolina already.
Yeah, Roy Williams, the last to knock on his door. 7:06 to go in the second quarter, and Anna cannot get the ball in bounds. 20-14, Taft. It's been the Ravon Griffith show for the Taft Senators.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, this is danger time for the Rockets.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Two or three more baskets for Taft, and Anna will be in a heap of hurt. Here's McCain Finkenbein at midcourt. Drives against Brandon Miles. Finkenbein slips, falls, gives it to Robinson. Anna is under pressure at the moment. Masteller 35 feet out. Screen from Robinson. Masteller doesn't use it. Masteller to the rack. Drives, flips it up, and two white shirts swat that thing off the Aviators sign at the end of the court.
Tell you what, Griffith, not only an offensive player, he's playing awfully good defense.
He is. Finkenbein inbounding. Hand off to Ambus in the left corner. Ambus picked up by Miles. Ball lob to Kovacs in the lane. Turnaround seven-footer. Got it. Nicely done.
Nice pass, nice shot.
Ambus to Kovacs. Good feed. And Kovacs' shot wanted to snap out. Hung on the iron for plunk. It fell in. Taft 20 and a 16. A minute 40 gone here in the second quarter. Taft with a four-point lead. Here's a long three by the Senators. Griffith shows off a three-point bomb. Missed it, back brace, and it ricochets out of bounds.
Well, they lost track of him, and they can't do that because he'll make that probably 5 out of 10
from that deep. How do you describe the Ravon Griffith hairdo?
Sideshow Bob.
Okay, I like that. Substitution. Robinson gets a breather for Anna McDermott back in.
There was a kid that played for Miami University years ago down at Oxford. He had the same kind of hairdo.
It looks like a neatly combed mop. Ball inbounded to Finkenbein in backcourt for Anna. 6:02 to go, second quarter. Anna's done well to hang down only 20-16. Ravon Griffith has been dynamite for the Senators. Oh, here's a pick and roll. Amos down inside to Masteller. Masteller belted. Good shot fake. He avoided a block shot and drew two shots at the stripe. Almost
made three-point play.
Yep. Almost a three-point chance. Kid Taft does not guard this pick and roll very well. They count on blocking the ball underneath.
Yep, you go ahead and throw it inside, and we're going to block you.
Exactly. Free throw, Masteller, yes. Taft 20 and a 17. 5:51 to go in the second quarter. It was a one-sided officiated first period of play. Masteller hands both at the stripe. Four straight points by Anna after falling behind the six. 5:51 left till halftime. Taft 20, Anna 18.
That was Isaiah's first 2 points. They've got eight out of Kovacs. They've got eight out of Finkenbein.
And Kovacs, very good beginning, and that's fine to see. Here's Ravon Griffith, head of the key. Deals right corner Britton. Back to Griffith. Ball rotated. Left corner triple is good. Johnny Colton. Actually, it's not C-O-L. It's C-O-double-T. Johnny Cotton. And, boy, he threaded the needle from the deep left corner. A triple by Taft. The lead swells to five. Here's Kovacs. Cross-court giveaway right to Taft. And then Taft throws it to Finkenbein. 30-footer off the back.
Oh,
hit the rim twice. Almost went in. Kovacs doesn't get the rebound. Taft does. Senators call a timeout. 3 minutes into quarter number two. Anna down five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne and Hoyne property off Retker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneandHoyneBuilders.com.
The second game here tonight at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center features Versailles and Springfield Shawnee. Versailles 12-14, Shawnee 16-4. The two winners play 4 o'clock tip on Saturday. And WTGR 97.5, the Tiger, has got the second game.
They'll be here. Listen to Scott.
Versailles and Shawnee, that's the nightcap here at Vandalia Butler. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Anna behind with five. Here's Brandon Miles. Left corner, Cotton. Into the paint area, Griffith.
Wow.
Dumped down to Miles. That's how you do it.
What a nice pass that was.
Ravon Griffith on the assist. 25-18 tap. The biggest lead for the Senators, 7. 4:41 remaining, second quarter. Finkenbein, 35 feet away. Retreats some more. Picked up by Yako Nelson. Floor is spread. Drive of Finkenbein. Shot fake. Smacked on the shoulder. 2 free throws. That was amazing. McCain faked once. One player went by over his head. He could have faked again because another player blocked it but made the foul.
And there was a third guy there. So, a lot of times you can fake a shot blocker, but they got too many of them.
Yeah, a trio of shot blockers were all around McCain Finkenbein, who found an avenue into the lane, and it's almost like Taft gives up that alley to the basket, knowing they'll play defense at the rim.
Well, I'll tell you what, McCain Finkenbein's a gutty kid.
Finkenbein made one, missed one. Rebound, Anna, back to Finkenbein. He is drilled to the floor in the act of shooting. Two more for McCain. 25-19, Taft up 6. A couple of 8 foul shots here. We'll trim it to 4. Just over 4 to play, quarter number 2.
You sit here and watch this, and Anna works and works and works, and then it just seems like Taft scores at will at the other end.
Right. Free throw, Finkenbein, front rim, backboard, good.
Hey, they're within 5, 4:28 to go in the second quarter. Impressive.
Yes. That's a victory for Anna. Finkenbein cuts it to 4, 25-21. So McCain goes 3 of 4 at the stripe in a matter of seconds. And Taft's lead has been shaved down. 4-point advantage. Player wide open, left corner, Cotton, three ball. Missed it, no good. Over the back on Taft, not called. Rebound, Finkenbein, throws it up the floor, right to Miles of Taft. Here's Griffith, head of the key. Ambus on him. That's a giant over Ambus. Shot way short, though. Rebound, Taft. Taft throws it on the arc. Anna sags. Griffith into the lane. Dump down again. Yako Nelson, an easy bucket.
Griffith gets in the lane, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it.
27-21, Anna down six. 3:42 to go, second quarter. Finkenbein, 35 feet out, lets it fly. Wide right, rebound Griffith. Anna's got to work the ball a little bit anyway. 3.5 left, second quarter. Finkenbein not on from distance so far.
He hit his first two, and he's missed his last four.
Yep. 3:17 to go, second quarter. 6-point advantage, Taft. Ball thrown to Griffith in the lane. He leans in, ducks under, pivot shot, five-footer, easy, tailor-made.
We've seen some really good players in the regional. He's by far the best.
29-21, Taft, biggest margin. 2:56 to go, second quarter. Finkenbein for Anna. Picked up out of the arc by Brandon Miles. At 6'3 against 6 feet. Here's a loose ball, side court. Taft's got it. Run out, Griffith. Griffith against Finkenbein. Finkenbein pokes it free. It's loose on the deck. And Finkenbein is called for a phantom foul.
Wow.
He had the steal, the knock away. And that's about the fifth or sixth call. And I don't think they've been 50-50 calls.
That was all ball. You heard it.
Yep.
Unless he has leather arms.
Yep. Here's the free throw by Taft Griffith. It is right down through the cylinder.
And honest to goodness, they don't need the help.
No, nope, they sure don't. 30 for Taft, 21 for Anna. Anna's not gotten one break on the officiating. Second free throw by Griffith to push the advantage to 10, and he buries it. Anna's got to get it down to 5 or 6 before halftime. Here's Finkenbein against Brandon Miles. Finkenbein center line to Ambus 30 feet away. No, it's handled there by McDermott. McDermott fires to Ambus, punched out by Taft. That might have been a missed
call. They missed that one.
That hit
Ambus right in the arm.
Yep, that was off Anna for sure. Ball given to Anna. First break, the Rockets have gotten. Pretty good defense by Taft to cause that miscue. But the referees give it right back to Anna. Here's Ambus guarded well, 30 feet out. Taft not giving an inch. Left side pass to Finkenbein. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Anna behind the 10. Straight away, it is Isaac McDermott on the arc to Masteller. Here comes Taft. They double him. They double Masteller. Ball thrown to Ambus in the right corner. Hits a cutter down the lane. McDermott to the rack. McDermott for two.
Again, nice pass by Ambus.
Another good assist by Ambus of Anna. 8-point game. Griffith, shake and bake, foul line. Deep right corner, Nelson. Back out to Griffith. Yeah, Taft's forwards are just parking in the lane.
Yeah, they don't have to leave, that's for sure.
Anna fans yelling, 3 seconds, 3 seconds. Well, by then, it's 6 seconds. Minute 30 to go, second quarter. Taft holding it near midcourt. It's Griffith, 8-point lead, Senators.
How many 3-second calls have we seen all year? One, two, maybe?
Yeah, you're right.
That's a lost call.
Yep, less than five for sure. Ball on the arc to Dylan Britton. Hand off to Brandon Cromer. Back to Britton, 25 feet away. Cromer, deep, deep left corner. Baseline Britton, ball thrown to the post. Yako Nelson. Now Griffith. Griffith against Ambus. Into the lane area, doesn't shoot. Taft content to hold it. And I tell you what, advantage Anna. Taft holding the ball up 8. Taft could have pushed it out to 10 or 12 by now. Ball thrown, foul line, Miles. Down inside to Griffith. Off balance, four-footer right in front. Swish.
Griffith.
That's what they worked for and got it.
He looks like a Division I college basketball player, and he's a sophomore.
Yep, sure does. Just a 10th grader. Anna down 10. Here's McDermott with 23 seconds to go. Ball thrown left corner. McDermott appears to be knocked down and shoved out of bounds. The ball ruled to be off Taft last. Ambus to throw in for Anna. 21.2 to go. Anna needs points before the quarter ends. Ball bounced down to the post. It is Kovacs. Kovacs has a Taft player reach around, get a piece of it, and deflect it out.
They got a coach down there with a shirt on, and on the back of his shirt it says, shut up and work. I like that.
Anna throwing in below the rim. Finkenbein. Baseline left, Ambus. Back to Finkenbein. 17 to play. Anna down 10, 33-23. Finkenbein at the elbow in the left. Finkenbein in the lane. Finkenbein to the rim. No good, but a foul.
That's a hard-working kid. He's getting ready to shoot his fifth and sixth free throw.
I think Anna's going to have to wear out Taft driving the ball, make points with the clock stop as often as possible. That seems to be the best MO right now. 11.9 to go second quarter. Anna down 10. Rockets need these free throws. The first one by Finkenbein, a swish. Anna's got to be stout here defensively when Taft gets the ball back.
Gee, I wonder who's going to get it.
Made free throw here would slice it to 8. Two bounces, Finkenbein on the way in again. All cord both times. Here comes Taft leading by 8. 10, 9, 8. Midcourt, Britton. Picked up by Ambus. Left side pass, Cromer. Back to Britton. High dribble. Might have palmed it. Stolen by Finkenbein. Finkenbein in backcourt is bumped. He's shoved. No call. No call. And the half ends. 33-25. Taft over Anna by 8. It's our radio break here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to
the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's a boys Division III regional semifinal, Anna trails Cincinnati Taft 33-25 at the break. Could be a lot closer. I'll say it for the last time. Anna, the Anna Rockets have gotten a raw deal on the officiating. Taft by 8. It's our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass, your amazing glass connection. It's the clear choice. AAG Inc. brings you the halftime stats. Anna down by 8. Take it away.
Amazingly, the rebounding is 7-7. Taft has 3 offensive rebounds, and Anna has 1 offensive rebound. The Rockets turned it over 8 times in the first half, and Taft turned it over 4 times. Anna 5-6 from the free throw line. Taft was 4-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Rayvon Griffith is the real deal. He scored 20. He also had at least 6 assists, probably 5 or 6 rebounds. He's an outstanding basketball player. Yako Nelson had 6. Johnny Cotton had 3. They got 2 from Cromer. They got 2 from Barry. They scored 16 and 17, 33 for the first half. Anna was led by McCain Finkenbein with 13. They got 8 from Kovacs. Then they got 2 from Masteller, 2 from McDermott, who I thought had a pretty good first half.
Sure did.
They had 14 and then 11. They trail it 33-25 at the half.
Chatting momentarily there, Chuck, while you were running down the numbers with Nick Marino, football coach Anna Rockets, and his wife Lisa Marino of Victress Health and Wellness, new business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. And I said, Nick, hey, the way this game has been officiated, you should be helping head coach Barhorst coach. It's almost like a football game at times with no fouls against Taft.
It was not a well-called first half, but Anna did enough things wrong. They only turned it 8 times, and I say only. Against that kind of pressure, that's not bad. I was fearful it was going to be worse than that.
I'll live with 16, but make sure
right.
They are not live ball turnovers leading directly to points.
And I don't know how you do it. If I could figure it out, I'd go tell Coach Barhorst. But Griffith, he stands out there. He shoots the 3 really well, but he gets into the lane, and when you come and help, he finds whoever's in the lane. Now, I will tell you that sometimes there's a 7 or 8 second. Looks like they put the 10 up and they got a little campfire going
right
in the lane. But that kid is the real deal.
Yeah,
he has 20 points. He has at least 6 assists. Okay, so that's 32 of their 33 points he's had a hand in.
Yeah, he is the real deal.
Absolutely.
Outstanding, superb is Rayvon Griffith of Cincinnati Taft, which leads Anna by 8. 33-25 here at the half. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
About 2.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Cincinnati Taft 33, Anna 25. Chuck, it feels like it's 18 instead of 8.
Yep.
Rockets aren't that far behind. Isaiah Masteller has got to have a big third and fourth quarter.
Well, I said, I think he's got two right now. I think he's got to have a 10 or 12 point second half for Anna to have a shot.
A few minutes ago, I said I would not comment on what I think is a raw deal for Anna in terms of the officiating, and then 30 seconds later, I did again. So
I'm looking forward to it. We need a pizza between games.
Right. Freeman Drywall in Anna offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction, and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Freeman reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Freeman Drywall in Anna is just a call away. 937-538-0513. 538-0513. Drywall done right the Freeman way. What's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. It's DickmanSupply.com. So many thanks to Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner. Couldn't have gotten off the ground way back in 2006 and 7 without the help from Local. They love to recognize student athletes who excel on the court and in the classroom. And tonight we look down the Anna roster, and Chuck, we see several seniors: Isaiah Masteller, Connor McKinney, Isaac McDermott, Ben Kovacs, Jacob Robinson, Zach Ambus, a junior, McCain Fickenbein, a junior. But some very good seniors graduate this year. They are recognized tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Isaac McDermott had a good first half. He scored.
He did.
Took care of the basketball. He really did a nice job while he was out there.
The Cincinnati Taft team played five Division I's over the course of the year, and a number of D2s, four more D2s. They play in a tough league, competitive league. Lost to Woodward twice by 2 points. Here is a long three by Anna to start the third quarter. Robinson got a good look straight away. Fine screen. It went in and out. Swirled around the rim two or three times and came away. And right out of the chute, here comes Miles, or I should say Yako Nelson, below the foul line for Taft. He got a dump down from Ravon Griffith, and Nelson did the rest. 35-25. Robinson coming right back. Deep left corner three for Anna. It's in and out again. Rebound to Taft, which is up 10. This game could get away from Anna right here unless the Rockets buckle down.
Those are two real good looks for Robinson, yep. And he's a good three-point shooter.
Indeed.
Just didn't go down.
Nope. Taft with the ball, 25 feet away, handled by Brandon Cromer, and the ball is stolen by Fickenbein. Fickenbein to Kovacs, back to McCain in the left corner. Coming to greet him is Jaco Nelson. That's a mismatch in size. Fickenbein steps back, way short on the three, not close. Rebound Taft. Taft up 10, early minute and a half, third quarter. These first few minutes are crucial for Anna's comeback bid. Bounce pass outside the arc on the left. Britton. Oh, down inside to the swiveling. Ravon Griffith up with the left hand. Two-footer. Point-blank range. Got it. Taft up a dozen. Timeout, Anna. 6.5 to go in the third. Cincinnati Taft 37, Anna 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Anna's Robinson missed two shots to start the third quarter. They were close. Finkenbeins was not. Among those misses, Taft got two easy buckets to stretch the lead from 8 to 12. Here's Ambus on the arc for Anna. Pretty good look. Wide open. Yes, sir. We were over the shoulder of Ambus, about 15 feet behind him here in the elevated first row of the bleachers, media row. And we could tell the shot by Ambus looked pretty nice. The delivery was right on the mark. A triple for Zach. 37-28, Taft by 9. 5:47 left here in the third quarter. Here's a five-second call. And Ravon Griffith of Taft is ticked off. The official right next to him was not counting.
No, the guy on this side had the count on. The other guy was saying it. He was so that was confusing for Griffith.
Oh yeah. Taft got the shaft on that one. The official right next to Griffith was saying defense was being played. No 5-second call. Here's a fine play by Anna. Kovacs pick and roll. Banked it in from 5 feet. Anna back within 7. 37-30. Five in a row by the Rockets. 5:25 left. Third quarter. Dribble drive on the arc to Britton. Fumbled it. Got it back. Got a Cromer. Brandon Cromer. C-R-O-M-E-R. 6 foot junior. Throws it to Brandon Miles. 6'3 senior. Ball lobbed into Griffith. Robinson reaches up, steers it away from him. Fine deflection down to Kovacs. Reverse layup. Good! Good! Kovacs. Kovacs for two. Fine defensive play. Robinson at the other end. Anna's within 5. 7 straight for the Rockets. 37-32. First 3.5 minutes, third quarter. On the arc, Dylan Britton for Taft. Lobbed it in for Griffith. Knocked away by Anna. Picked back up by Griffith. Griffith's got it 25 feet away. Head coach DeMarco Bradley wants a timeout. Here come the Rockets. Down only 5. 4:38 left, third quarter. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing, because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A disjointed officiating crew tonight. Chuck, I've never seen that before. Never.
No.
The official right next to Ravon Griffith did not have a count on.
No, he was telling him that he wasn't close enough.
Right, exactly. And it was playing defense 7 or 8 feet away. Griffith was allowed to dribble, according to one official. Another official, cross court, some 30 feet, had the count on. After the timeout, here's a drive to Taft, barging in from the right corner, and banking it up and in is Deshaun Jackson, a reserve player, a 5'10 freshman, averaging 8 a game off the bench. Good drive by him to stop the Anna run. And it scored seven in a row. Bad pass, Finkenbein. Throws it right to Brandon Miles of Taft, which leads by seven, 39-32. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Hamba starting out near the arc against Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Miles, back to Jackson. Taft retreats and spreads the floor. Griffith anchors below the foul line. Dribble drive, right corner Jackson. Might have walked. Threw it to Cromer. Cromer against Finkenbein. On top to Jackson, into the lane. Shovels it down inside to Griffith. Goes up after a shot fake. Left hand, puts it in, and a foul. That was Jaco Nelson, not Griffith. Griffith provided the screen. Nelson on the finish, and the lead swells right back to nine. Anna had cut it to 37-32 with four to play in the third.
Jackson, the freshman, he looks young. He handles the ball really well.
His free throw hits the rim three times and skids off. Rebound Finkenbein of Anna. 9-point game. Masteller and Finkenbein need to light it up the rest of the way. Deep left corner Robinson, or looked like he was handcuffed by Jackson. No foul called. Here's Amos. Quick shot. Wild. Off to the right. Rebound volleyballed off the backboard by Taft, which covers it up in the left corner. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Taft up nine. 41-32. Outside the arc on the left. Jackson into Griffith. Look at Griffith go to work. Wow, what a spin move. He scores. Trayvon Griffith, unstoppable. A man among boys.
Yeah, he is. He is a man out there.
43-32, Taft up 11, six in a row. Masteller, step back three. Long one, 32-footer. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Masteller from deep. 43-35, Anna within eight.
Need to stop.
You're right. Got to halt Taft's offense here. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Taft on the bounce, coming out to catch his Miles. Hit the elbow on the left. 15-footer, way short. I tell you what, from outside 10 feet, they don't shoot it well.
I let him shoot that all day long.
Good box out by Robinson, who whips a pass down into the right corner to Ambus, and he buries a triple. Ambus and Masteller.
Back to five.
Back-to-back threes.
Yes, sir.
Five-point game. Anything can happen. Anna with two trifectas in a matter of 15 seconds. 43-38. Taft on top. Minute 50 left. Third quarter. Griffith squares up. Got away with the walk. Fumbled the ball out of bounds. Anna possession. Anna ball. Real good defense on Griffith. Pass was down low. He tried to dribble it. Had no chance.
I don't know if their kids are thinking about, but I guarantee their coach and their fans are thinking about their exits from the tournament the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah. When I interviewed DeMarco Bradley on the phone the other day, he was worried about losing another tournament game. They've dropped three in a row, upset every time. Isaiah Masteller drives down the lane to the rim, left it short. His shot was hindered. Here's Taft the other way. That would have cut it to three. Spin move, Taft in the lane against Finkenbein. Foul, Finkenbein. McCain thinks he got away, or McCain thinks he got hand on ball, but Brandon Cromer is awarded a pair. Clock stops, a minute 24 to go. Third quarter, Taft 43, Anna 38. Free throw, Cromer, got it. 44-38. Taft in the lead by six, substitution. Brandon Miles, a 6'3 senior, back on the floor for Deshaun Jackson.
He's a pretty good looking freshman. He's going to be a nice combination next year with Griffith.
Yep. Second foul shot, Cromer up and in. So it's 45-38. Taft back up seven. Taft led once by what, 12?
12
points.
12's biggest lead.
It's been the biggest. Anna had sliced it down to five and had the ball a moment ago. Here's Finkenbein, thought about the three. Griffith all over Finkenbein. Little pick and roll. It goes to McCain down low. He can't shoot over Griffith. So it comes back out high to Kovacs to McCain. McCain driving. Ball stripped. It's loose. Kovacs has got it. Dambas to Kovacs for a three ball. Buried it. Buried it. Wow. Kovacs rose up. Then Kovacs rose up and drilled a 26-footer right over the top of Brandon Miles. Is the scoreboard right, Chuck?
Now it is.
45-41, four-point game. Out of control, Taft down the lane. Miles near the rim, handcuffed on the play. Anna might have gotten away with a foul. Shot missed. Ahead to Robinson for three. Good! Good! Anna's within one. Anna's within one. What a comeback. Rockets down 12 earlier in the quarter. 45-44, one-point lead. Taft. As Kovacs hits a three.
That was nice.
Robinson hits a three. Deep left corner drive. Griffith into the lane. Strip! Strip! What a steal. Kovacs yanks it free. To Finkenbein. 3 seconds left. 2-1. Anna can't get it away. Taft knocks it out of bounds. Third quarter finishes. Rockets right in the thick of it. Down to just one. What a rally by the Rockets of Anna. 45-44 Taft after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
The Anna Rockets were behind the 12, 2 minutes in to this third quarter, which just culminated. And Anna finishes with a flourish. Kovacs and Robinson, two unlikely performers, knotting or drilling threes. Not Finkenbein, not Masteller. Kovacs and Robinson went unnoticed. They drilled a pair. And a 7-point Taft lead is shaved to one right before the end of the third period. Anna got a possession in the last couple seconds, but couldn't get a good look.
Yeah, they got a little late. They didn't get the shot off.
8 minutes to go. Anna's within a point. Taft has seen a dozen-point cushion get wiped out all but 1 point. 45-44. Anna down. A scant point as we start play here in the fourth. Anna's got Finkenbein, Masteller, Ambus, Robinson, Kovacs. The two inside players came up big late in the third. 30 feet out with the ball, Dylan Britton. High post. It goes on the play to Yako Nelson. Nelson arches up a 7-footer. He missed it. No good. Stick back is in. Well done. Nelson missed it. Thought he was fouled. Went to the board, got it, stuck it in, and pointed right at the ref.
Brandon Miles, a nice rebound. Boy, he's a big, strong kid, too.
Yep, Miles and Nelson, along with Griffith, an imposing trio. Finkenbein for the two-pointer. Buries it. Finkenbein, a little jab step out near the arc. Got inside the three-point line and knocked it in from about 18 feet. 47-46. The team's trade deuces in the opening 55 seconds of the fourth quarter. Taft the one. Griffith in the lane. Ambus tries to steal it. Griffith on the arc to Britton. Deep right corner, Jackson on the bounce. Jackson 35 feet away. Now to Cromer. Camping out in the lane is Griffith. Anna Bench yelling 3 seconds. Baseline right, Griffith blown up on the play. Knocked free by Kovacs to Finkenbein. Anna can go ahead with a goal. A three-pointer would put him up two. 6:38 to go in the game. Finkenbein near midcourt wants to drive. Step back three, 28-footer, high off the back iron. Board cleared by Griffith, who holds the ball under his right armpit and says, enough of this.
That was Finkenbein's best look, and he just shot it a little hard.
Yeah, Taft backed up too much. Let him have it. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Taft 47, Anna 46. No team fouls on Taft in the second half. That's impossible.
Only two on Anna. They're not really calling anything. I thought Taft got hammered on that steal that last time.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, that was a break for Anna, certainly. 5:58 to go, fourth quarter. Taft pitch and catch on the arc. Ball flipped right wing to Yako Nelson. He's been a demon down inside with Brandon Miles. Here's Griffith posting up. A little looper. 10-footer up and over Kovacs. Hit the rim twice. Kerplunk. It fell in. Timeout Taft. Anna down three. Right in it. 5:42 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Anna down just three to cut it to one. It's 49-46 Taft, 5:42 to go in the game.
Ambus, Finkenbein, and Masteller have not come out of the game. Their only breaks are timeouts and quarter breaks.
Well, we talked about that in the pregame with head coach Nate Barhorst. I said, you know, coach, you're asking a lot of your top six or seven. He said, we are.
They have no choice.
Nope. Pretty thin, just like a year ago. Rockets right there, however. 5.5 remaining with the ball. Finkenbein timeline. What respect they've got for Finkenbein as Griffith guards him 30 feet away. Now Griffith on Masteller. Masteller, foul line extended left. Veers off into the corner, still in the bounce. 5:22 to go. Still dribbling, Masteller, still dribbling. 30 feet out, 20 feet out. Masteller right down the lane, hooks it up, no good, wild shot. Rebound to Miles of Taft. Poor possession, too much dribbling. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Taft 49, Anna 46. Britton against Ambus. Gave it up, got it back. He and Cromer work it out front. Britton and Cromer. Ball lob. Griffith 18 feet away. Oh, Ambus sneaks up from behind. It's a theft. A steal by Ambus to Finkenbein against Griffith. Finkenbein down the lane. Drive. Shoots. Oh. No good. Stick back. Oh, it's on the rim. It comes off. Robinson had a gimme. Here's Taft losing it in backcourt. Out of bounds to Anna.
They've turned it around. Anna's turned the ball one time in the second half. Taft has turned it eight.
That's interesting. Anna's defensive intensity has really picked it up. The Rockets have made some sneaky steals and deflections. And right there, Taft just got a little overexcited after blocking the shot and muffed it in backcourt. Anna down three with the ball. 4.5 to go. Masteller steps back. Lets it fly from 30. No good. Bodies fall on the rebound. Foul. Griffith on a shove. Out of bounds to Anna. Rockets may have gotten a break.
Well, Finkenbein did a good job of boxing him out. But just because you're over top of him doesn't mean it's a foul. He's about 6 feet above him.
Yeah, Finkenbein made sure he hit the deck.
Yeah, he did.
It'll be Anna's ball. Timeout Rockets. 4:26 to go. Fourth quarter. Taft 49. Anna 46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Next to last possession, Robinson had a follow point blank range. It hung on the rim and fell off.
Yep. And they're doing a great job. They're rebounding with them. They're turning them over.
marvelous performance by the Anna boys here tonight. Down three, 4:20 left. Kovac spin move around two players in the lane. Off balance shot, 7-footer deflected by Taft. Here come the Senators up three, 4:11 left. Anna is having difficulty, as expected, shooting within 7 or 8 feet. Shots are altered, hindered, deflected, blocked. Taft up three with the ball, 3:56 to go. Dribbling, Jaakko Nelson, 35 feet out. Goes into the corner to Britton, down inside to Griffith, and it's knocked away by Ambus. The ball rolls towards center line, and Taft tracks it down. Zach Ambus has been a demon. Oh, really?
Quick hands, isn't he?
Yes. He's been feisty. 3:30 left. Here's a 30-foot pass down inside to Griffith from out on the arc, side court, blown up by Anna on the inside, but a foul. Rockets over the shoulder. It's common. Only the team's third. 3:34 to go. Taft up 3, 49-46. That's been the score for a while. About 90 seconds. Ball lobbed in deep left corner. It's intended on the play for Taft Griffith, and it's ruled to have been touched by Kovacs.
And Kovacs didn't argue. I think he must have.
Yep, Kovacs got a fingertip on it. That is a good call. 3:34 to go, fourth quarter. Taft 49, Anna 46. Taft throws inside court, about even with the foul line. It goes out on top to Jaakko Nelson. Jaakko on the bounce, big 6'4 senior. Gives it to Britton. Ambus all over him. Britton dribbling. Oh, he palmed it. No, 5-second call. Terrific defense by Zach Ambus of Anna. 3:22 left. 49-46 Taft.
There comes Anna, the freshman.
Anna can tie with a three. Yep, the freshman, Deshaun Jackson. 5'10 guard back in for Taft. Here's Robinson for Anna, pitching into backcourt to Finkenbein. Another critical possession for the Rockets, who trail by three. We're all the way down to 3:16 to go. Finkenbein two steps over midcourt. Shot it short. Long rebound Robinson to Masteller in the lane. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed, knocked to the floor. Two foul shots coming.
Boy, that was as deep a shot as I've ever seen anybody take in a game that wasn't a desperate shot at the buzzer.
Exactly.
Well said. And it was almost in.
Yeah, well put. Yeah, Finkenbein, two strides over midcourt, just shot a three. Online, but shy of the mark. Masteller and Robinson teamed up on the long rebound. Free throw by Isaiah. A lot of rim. It's good. 49-47, Taft up two. 3:07 to go, fourth quarter. Taft has been held in check. Second free throw is missed by Masteller. Long rebound tracked down by Robinson. He's bumped. No call. Back to Isaiah. Down the lane. Shoved. Foul, Taft. Two shots. Masteller, he'll be shooting for the tie.
Wow, nice rebound by Robinson. He's having a heck of a half.
He sure is. Yep. Outstanding second half.
These seniors are stepping up.
Oh, yeah. Couple foul shots. Masteller, 1-for-2 his last trip. It's in the air. He's got it. Taft, 49. Anna, 48. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Taft, only 4 points in the fourth in 5 minutes. Very good defense by Anna. Masteller knocks them both down. 49 tie.
Only 16 points in the second half.
2:55 to go. Anna needs a stop. Game deadlock, 49 apiece. Dribble drive. Griffith took it from midcourt. Drives into the lane. Shoots it up. No good. Rebound is in. Jaakko Nelson. Griffith missed it. Nelson on the board. 2-point lead, Taft. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Full timeout. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, this possession for Anna, mighty, mighty critical indeed. That's an understatement. Rockets are down the 2:45 to go, fourth quarter.
Well, each team has three fouls to give.
Yes.
It's been a slugfest, and there's been six fouls called.
Yep, three fouls called on Anna in the half, three on Taft. Finkenbein, midcourt. Griffith trails him. Now Griffith goes with Kovacs into the lane. Anna, ball looked like it was kicked, but Taft might have been inadvertent. Loose ball picked up by Taft. Bad break for Anna. Taft up two. 2:19 to go. Griffith right corner. Gives it up to Miles. Out high at Yako Nelson. And Yako Nelson slipped as he started to slide down the lane. Traveling. 2:12 to go. Anna down two. A three puts the Rockets in front.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're playing their hearts out.
Sure are. Anna Green, bleeding red, playing their hearts out collectively here tonight. Good line, Chuck. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here's Finkenbein, 35 feet away. Oh, against Miles, against Nelson, down the lane, shot by Finkenbein, no. Rebound volleyballed around. It's punched out of bounds by Anna. That's two trips.
There's a lot of contact, but they haven't called anything, so they're not going to call that.
Nope. I will give the officials a pass there for sure. A minute 52 to go. Taft inbounding. Ball whipped to midcourt to Jackson. Oh, right back to Griffith against Robinson to Yako Nelson. Driving layup from the right corner is good.
Maybe a full court press at that point is not very productive.
Yep, Taft whipped the pressure. They whipped it big. Minute 30 to go. Anna down four. Masteller dribble drive. Throws it up off the backboard. No good. Stick back by Kovacs. Stick back by Kovacs. Anna within two. Timeout called. Minute 31 to go. Fourth quarter. Taft ahead but two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Yep, it's been a low-scoring, tight, defensively played fourth quarter. Anna's outscored Taft 9-6. We've got 91 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Taft 53, Anna 51. Anna pressuring in backcourt. If Taft whips a long pass down the floor that's caught, Anna could be in trouble. Pretty good defense timeline, but Kovacs. Here's Griffith. Griffith dribble drive into the lane. Pitches out on top to Miles. Taft is going to spread the floor. Anna's got a foul four times to send Taft to the line. Here's Britton. Britton dribble drive into the lane. Swiped! It's swiped! Great steal by Kovacs. Anna now with a minute left to take the lead with a three. Here's Masteller near midcourt. What a great theft by Kovacs. Here's a step back three by Masteller. Way short, out of bounds. 15 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Taft 53, Anna 51. Rockets have had their chances.
Wow, that was a big possession.
Here comes Taft in backcourt. It'll be Brandon Miles. Anna's defense has been really sticky. Rockets with a number of steals in the second half. Here's Griffith up the floor against Kovacs, who fouls. Team foul four with 45 seconds to go. Taft up two, 53-51. Side court, ball will be played in. It's Jackson of Taft looking. Bounces into backcourt. Handled there by Miles, back to Jackson. Up the left side. Here's a ball thrown cross court, but Taft into the corner. Foul Anna. Team's fifth. 38.5 to go. It is 53-51 Taft. Tell you what, if Anna could get the lead, it might shake Taft up.
Boy, that last three by Masteller, that would have been huge.
Yep, he was open. It was deep. He was open. He and Fickenbein have made that shot all year. 2-point lead Taft. Team foul five on Anna. Deep right corner. Griffith hooks it to a teammate in the lane. Spin move. Taft throws it away in the corner, but a foul before that. Hooking against Anna. A reach around by the Rockets. And Taft will throw it in again. Team foul six. Connor McKinney in on the floor as a designated fouler for Anna. Picked it up. 31.9 to go. Six fouls on Anna. Taft will throw in. Anna will likely foul. They'll get a steal. It's thrown away. It goes to midcourt. And as Taft stepped in bounds after pitching it up the floor, we've got charging.
Nelson took two hands and shoved him down.
Oh, my goodness. And is that a shooting foul?
No. That's only 14.
You're right. My mistake. I was looking ahead thinking Anna was in the bonus. Optimistic thinking. Anna gets it in backcourt to Masteller after the foul on Taft. 28 seconds to go. Anna down two. Masteller with a drive. Masteller to the rim. No good. Rebound Kovacs. It's in. It's out. It's in. It's out. Rebound Taft and a foul. Oh, Anna so close on two. On two. Masteller's driving layup. Rolled around the rim twice, came out. Stick back by Anna. Who was that?
That was Kovacs. Can't believe it didn't go in.
Kovacs, point blanker. The rebound shot by him. Hit the backboard, the rim, the backboard, the rim, and dropped off. Anna fouls, 20 seconds to go. Taft up two. Taft, mighty, mighty lucky. Anna, unfortunate here late in the fourth quarter. 1-1 Taft. Oh, it's crooked. Way off to the right. Missed badly by Yako Nelson. Here comes Masteller down the floor for Anna. Drive. Masteller lays it in. Masteller lays it in. We're tied. 9 seconds to go. Here comes Taft.
Double
Jackson
dribble.
Jackson midcourt. Taft traveled. Anna ball. 7 seconds to go. Anna can win it.
That was the freshman, and he made a big mistake right there.
Yep, Jackson got in a hurry. He got flustered. He was nervous. He caught the ball in his right hip. Anna and Taft are tied. Masteller, a furious driving layup through traffic to dot the count at 53.
I said he need to have double figures in the second half for him to win. He's got eight. Give me two more points, Isaiah, and you win the game.
Oh, yeah. Now, keep in mind, Anna is not in the bonus.
Right. Taft is out of timeouts. That was kind of a gamesmanship because Coach Barhorst was looking down that way because he was going to call a timeout, but he waited, and he outweighed him, and he called it first. So he's still got a timeout in case they have trouble getting the ball in.
Good observation, Chuck. Well done. 7.3 to go. Taft 53. Anna 53. Anna ball. Taft has turned it over, Chuck. in the second half. Double digits, right?
12 times.
Yep, that's big.
And has turned it twice.
Isn't that amazing? Those 10 difference in turnovers, difference in the scoring.
Oh, they're rebounding with them, too.
Yep.
Boy, they don't need this to go to overtime. They need to end this right here in the last 7 seconds.
Anna's outplayed Taft in the second half for sure. Take advantage of this big deal at Jackson Center Pro Hardware all the way through the end of the month. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill. Get it free when you buy your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Anna Ball, Robinson to Masteller. 60 feet away, he's fouled. We knew that was coming. Brandon Cromer picks it up, the team's fifth, 6.3 to go.
And you got to be strong with the ball, because even though they're going to come foul you, don't give them a chance to tap it away from you.
53-53 tie. Anna's got to get it into shooting position. You don't want to go OT with Taft. Robinson side court right in front of the scores table, and you don't want to turn it over and make a live ball mistake and give Taft a layup. Here's Masteller at midcourt. Masteller over the timeline. Reach in foul, but Taft, 4.5 to go.
Now they can't foul, so Anna's going to get a good look here. They need to win the ball game right here on this possession.
I tell you what, if you're Anna and you've got a crease, take it to the rim if you can quickly and draw contact.
Yeah, you got to hope they're going to call a foul.
Right. Robinson inbounding. 4.5 to go. Midcourt. We're tied up. Oh, Masteller was held. No call. Masteller, 35-footer. Just before the buzzer. No good. Masteller from deep. It was a long one. Well, we go overtime. Taft 53, Anna 53. As I was saying, Jackson Center Pro Hardware offering a big deal. You get a 5-burner liquid propane gas grill free when you buy your kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. Sale ends March 31st. 18-month savings cash. Financing available. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Stephen Ted's in Anna, your local Lennox dealer. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645 for Stephen Ted's. Steve Hooker, Ted Murnick, started Stephen Ted's in 2002. Quickly built a great reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. Stephen Ted's, we service, repair, sell, install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. 4-minute OT. Anna Rockets had what? Three opportunities?
Three shots to win the basketball game.
Yep. Three possessions to win it. Miraculously, Anna down 12 in the second half. Drew even late in the fourth and had opportunities to win this game. Here's the tip to start the OT, won by Ambus.
Ambus goes and steals the tip.
Team foul, 6 on Taft, 7 on Anna. Here's a drive by Masteller into the lane. Ball kicked on the play, out of bounds, off Anna. That's 4 straight possessions overlapping the end of the fourth quarter in the OT on which Anna has not produced a point.
That was not a very good possession right there.
20 seconds into the OT, game tied at 53. Midcourt Britton down the left side. It goes to Jackson. He pitches it on the arc to Brandon Miles. They look for Griffith on the inside, the money man. Anna daring Taft to shoot from out. 3:26 to go in the fourth quarter. On the bounce, it's Miles. Miles gives it up on the play to Brandon Cromer. Cromer gets a screen out high from Griffith. Tipped away, stolen by Finkenbein, to Masteller, to Finkenbein. Layup good! Anna leads, 55-53. Anna's defense has amassed who knows how many deflections, approaching 15 steals. Anna's defense has been feisty, tenacious. It's made the difference here in the second half. Dribble drive by Griffith. Griffith muffed it. Griffith lost it. Great play by Ambus. It is out of bounds off Griffith of Anna.
and Taft, or I should say off Griffith and Taft. And Taft is losing a little poise.
This is in their head right now. They know what's happened the last 3 years.
Taft has been beaten the last three seasons, come from behind efforts. In three games, Taft was a prohibitive favorite. Here's a drive by Masteller. Gets below the rim. Fades away. Makes a seven-footer. Makes a seven-footer. Masteller for Anna. Rockets up four. 2:19 to go in the overtime. Terrific comeback by Anna. What's down the 12? Britton with the ball for Taft. Throws out on top to Yako Nelson. Oh, Taft is in a frenzy now. A little anxious. Losing poise. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Dribble drive, left wing, it's Miles. Around two players. Layup deflected by Anna. Rebound, Taft. Stick back, no. Stick back, good. Timeout, Taft.
Oh, and Nelson just rolled his ankle on that rebound.
Yako Nelson.
What an effort by Nelson on that. He got three offensive rebounds on the same play.
Yep. Fantastic play by Nelson, but he is down and out on the floor. Clearly a foot or ankle injury.
Oh, yeah. I watched him. He stepped on it. Looks like he might have a cramp.
That bucket, but Taft closed Anna's four-point lead to two. Timeout called. A minute 56 left in the OT. We will take a break during this lengthy delay. Anna Rockets 57, Taft Senators 55. Middle of overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, Anna's in the bonus.
Got to keep scoring if you're the Rockets. You got to keep scoring. You're not going to win with 57.
Got to continue to take it to the rim. Anna's outside shooting has been spotty, very much so. I think back to consecutive threes by Robinson and Kovacs at some point here in this half.
Well, they made five threes in the third quarter, and they haven't made one since.
Right. Yep, Anna possession, into the floor. Robinson, Finkenbein, loops it across the court to Masteller. Here comes the trap. Look out. He needs help. Goes to Finkenbein. Finkenbein's roughed up on the play. Nearly fouled. Back to Robinson. Robinson to Masteller. Trapped at side court. He's in deep hot water. Gives it up to Robinson. Robinson spreads the floor. Now to Ambus at the timeline. A minute 30 left. Pass to Robinson, head of the key. Anna's in the 1-on-1. 90 seconds to go. We had a hacking foul.
Whoa.
Hacking foul on Taft. During the timeout, Chuck, I said to you, Anna deserves a call. And they got
just
one.
Just got one.
Looked like a clean deflection, but Taft.
Oh, he traveled. He absolutely traveled.
And Masteller's at the line with a 1-and-1. Anna up two, 57-55, 90 seconds to go, fourth in the overtime. Free throw by Masteller looks good. Oh, it careens out to the left. Taft got a chance to tie or take the lead. A minute 24 to go, clock running. Here's Griffith against Kovacs, top of the circle. Griffith on the bounce, barrels into the lane. Goes to a three-point shooter. Taft doesn't shoot him well. Oh, here's a three-point chance the old-fashioned way. What a drive of Brandon Miles through the bottom of the paint. A hook shot was good, and he was fouled.
Yeah, that's a strong kick. He had his arm grabbed, and he still got it up to the rim.
Timeout, Coach Barhorst. Anna's blown its four-point lead in overtime, and Anna's in jeopardy of falling behind by a point on a Taft ensuing free throw. A minute 13 to go in the OT. Anna 57, Taft 57 as we break.
on scorersbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com.
So many thanks to our great business partners here on scorersbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Supply, Sydney Salina, Greenville and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. SecureCom and Minster. SECURCOM. SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Here's Taft for the lead. The free throw is swished. Easy does it. Well done on the play by the Taft Senators.
Yeah, that was Miles. That
Brandon
was
Miles.
Play.
Here's Anna down one. 1 minute to go. Finkenbein a long three. It's way short. Loose ball rebound on the left, and it's dug out by Taft. Taft in business now. Up one. 58-57. 54 seconds to go. Here's Taft down the floor. Ambus fouling from behind. One and one for Taft. Anna's last, what, five possessions?
Yeah, he makes that shot, yeah. But boy, I just think he could have got a better one.
Would have been huge. Yeah, Rockets have been hamstrung, no points. Last five possessions, Taft at the line, one and one. These are big. Brandon Cromer, 52 seconds to go, 58-57 Taft, and he's got it.
He's three for three now.
Yep, Taft has made some big free throws. Anna's missed one here in OT, the first of a one and one.
Yep, that was big. That would have been, because they were up 4 points at the time.
Here is Cromer again for Taft, right on the button. All twine, and Taft leads by three after being down by four in overtime. Seven straight, but Taft. Here comes Anna, trailing 60-57. Masteller out of control. Baseline right. Shot blocked by Taft. Goes out of bounds. Masteller may be trying to do too much.
Well, if they don't score this possession, they are in deep trouble.
Because the first leap off the floor on a drive to the rim, it's going to get blocked. You've got a head fake, maybe give it up. Here's Masteller, 30 feet out. Left side pass is telegraphed by Masteller. Intercepted on the play by Dylan Britton of Taft. Foul against Anna with 33 seconds to go. It is unraveling for Anna late. It is a double bonus foul, 10 on Anna. Yep, the Rockets have not scored in six straight possessions here in the OT after getting points on their first two possessions.
Well, they were up 57-53.
Yep. 33 ticks to go. Left-handed foul shooter Dylan Britton for Taft, and he missed it badly. Taft is up three. Anna's got hope if Taft misses here.
If he misses, boy, you got to get a body on Griffith because he gets inside on every shot.
Second free throw coming for the Taft lefty. Taft up three. It is off to the left. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Anna against Griffith. And Taft blows it up in backcourt and steals. Taft got it in backcourt after the theft. Another foul by Anna. You don't think Taft will miss two more again.
I don't think Griffith is going to miss two.
Nope. 23.1 to go. Anna has turned it over. That's about seven straight possessions. No production whatsoever here in the overtime. 3-point game, Taft leads, 23.1 to go. Double bonus, Ravon Griffith for Cincinnati Taft, and he calmly drops it in. Anna is down two possessions. Heartbreak City if Anna loses this.
Yeah, they had the lead and a real chance to win this thing.
Second free throw by Griffith of Anna after one, two, three, four bounces. And he extends the lead to five. 23 ticks to go. Anna in trouble now. Trailing 62-57. Masteller in backcourt. Telegraph pass nearly picked off. Finkenbein's got it. Here's a long 40-footer. No good. Long rebound Masteller. Shoots a three. Off to the right. No good. Rebound tap. 6 seconds to go. That'll do it. Miles down the floor. Foul Masteller. And Taft pulls it out. Anna was in the driver's seat. Up four. Up four. Nearly halfway through the overtime. 9 straight points, but Taft in the last 2 minutes plus of the OT. Rockets come a little unglued late after a furious flurry of points to end the game to get it tied. Anichuk had golden chances.
Oh, they could have won it at the end of regulation. Yep. Had a shot there.
Brandon Miles misfires at the stripe. 3.7 to go. Taft 62, Anna 57. Yeah, Anna had a game winner at the buzzer to close out the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they could have won it in regulation. Their seniors tonight were just outstanding.
Yep. What a year for the Anna Rockets. What a season. Second free throw upcoming here for Taft. One, two, three bounces. It's on the way, but number 24, Brandon Miles, no good. Out to the left. Rebound Anna, which has substitutes on the floor. Anna has no chance. Down five. Final seconds tick away, and that's it. Well, a sad ending to what was a fantastic rally by Anna. Rockets had chances to win it late in the fourth. Went up 4 in OT and went 0 for 7 or 8 on their final possessions of this game.
They had every chance to win this game, and you give Taft credit. I'll tell you what, Brandon Miles, that three-pointer he made down there when he got his arm grab was huge, and they just couldn't get it done on the offensive end in overtime. Just couldn't get it done.
Chuck, let's add up the numbers. Take a break. We'll pause for a full minute from one of our fine business partners. Anna losing to Cincinnati Taft in overtime. A heartbreaker. Taft Senators 62, Anna Rockets 57 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
So many thanks to our grand business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Sydney Daily News with award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Anna winds up 21-6 on the year and graduates Isaiah Masteller, Connor McKinney, Isaac McDermott, Ben Kovacs, and Jacob Robinson. Kovacs and Robinson were stellar in this game tonight. As I said, Anna, opportunities to win the game very, very late in the fourth after storming from 12 down late in the third quarter. And then in the OT, scored the first 4 points, Looked like Anna was on its way.
Didn't score again.
We were halfway through the OT, up before, and Taft finished out the game with the last nine in overtime.
Last seven.
Seven?
Yeah. It was 62-57 was the final. That's a 53. They did score nine.
Right. 9-4 in overtime in favor of Taft. 9-0 in overtime, the last 2 minutes plus in favor of Taft. And the Rockets had opportunities, had them, just could not close out the deal.
Well, I mean, that's got to be a tough locker room right now because, yeah, they had a chance to knock off the prohibitive favorite to win the Division III state championship, and they had the chance, and they let it get away, but, boy, they were terrific, and what a comeback.
Yep, what a comeback indeed. Rockets cannot hang their heads, nothing to be ashamed of. Terrific effort here tonight against Cincinnati Taft. Down a dozen, could have tanked it. Just simply, could have written this off. Taft had momentum, was rolling. The Senators were eyeing a 15 or 20 point victory there late in the third quarter. And great defense second half, especially the last 10 minutes or so by Anna. Numerous steals and deflections. I bet 20-25 deflections second half. Anna with what, a dozen, 15 steals?
They turned it over 18 times. Woo! 14 times in the second half.
Wow, there you go.
Rebounded with them, really, 22-19. Seven. Anna actually had a 7-6 rebounding advantage on the offensive boards. Taft was led by Griffith. He had 28. He had 20 at the half, so they held him to 8 in the second half in the overtime. 16 for Nelson. I thought he was the difference.
Uh-huh.
He had a terrific game for him. They scored 62 for the game. On the other side, Anna, led by Ben Kovacs with 19. They got 17 out of Finkenbein, 12 out of Masteller. They got 3 from Robinson and 2 from McDermott. And Mike Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets is Ben Kovacs.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Too bad. Anna deserved it. Terrific comeback by the Rockets. As we said, chances to win it at the end of the fourth quarter after being down by 12. Defense unbelievably feisty and tenacious over the second half of this game. And then in the OT, Anna records the first 4 points in the initial 2 minutes of the four-minute extra session, and then Taft registers the last nine as Anna goes 0-for-8, no points in 8 possessions to close out the OT, and Taft wins it by 5, final tally 62-57. I'd like to remind you that we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and also those who visit us from towns all around. That's Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu at Meyer's. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50, served after 4 at Meyer's in Botkins. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. We bet you won't find better. 303 North Main in Botkins. That's Meyer's Tavern for carryout, 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Meyer's, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Riemann Drywall in Anna and Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna in addition.
Well, you look down there at the end of that game, and their kids were real excited. Their coaches were relieved.
Oh, I bet.
Because
yep.
If they would have lost another double-digit game and not get down there, man, the fans would have been up in arms.
Yeah, the three previous years, Taft blew double-digit leads over clubs that were clear underdogs against Taft, blew double-digit leads to Taft in sectional or district play, lost them all, and was on the verge of seeing that happen once again here tonight. Anna gave Taft all it wanted. In fact, Anna seemingly had the game in hand, had a shot to win it, a couple shots to win it late in the fourth, went up four in the first 2 minutes of the OT, only to see Taft outscore Anna 9-0 over the last couple minutes of the overtime session. Spectacular season for Anna, which coming into the game tonight had won 15 of its last 16, swept through the second round of the Shelby County Athletic League unbeaten to finish in a tie for the league championship with Botkins, which, by the way, plays on Friday night here. Airtime 6:30, tip at 7, Botkins and Cedarville tomorrow morning.
That'll be a heck of a game.
Yep, it's Fort Loramie girls against Convoy Crestview, which has lost just 3 all year. Loramie 1 defeat. It's Fort Loramie, Convoy Crestview. A tip-off tomorrow morning at 11 from UD. Airtime is at 10:30. Unfortunately, we don't have a Saturday afternoon game for you. Had Anna won here today, Rockets would have returned on Saturday at 4 against Shawnee or Versailles for a berth in the state Final Four.
And they would have been the favorite in that game, I promise.
Yeah, sure would have. Sure would have. Tough, tough luck for the Anna Rockets, who wind up 21-6. Can't hang your heads. A terrific comeback effort, almost knocked out the state's favorite to win the D3 championship, Cincinnati Taft, here today. And we thank these seniors for their great contributions on the court and in the classroom at Anna. Isaiah Masteller, Connor McKinney, Isaac McDermott, Ben Kovacs, and Jacob Robinson. Well, we've run down our business anchors a few times here toward the end of our broadcast, so we will finally close out. Hope you join us tomorrow morning bright and early, 10:30, Fort Loramie girls against Convoy Crestview in a girls D4 state semifinal. Should be a good game. Fort Loramie girls on a roll. Chuck, last 3 wins in the tournament for Fort Loramie over Country Day, Minster, Tri-Village. Those 3 schools had totaled 4 losses. 4 losses total among the 3, and Loramie whipped all 3 of them.
Now, Loramie's just one heck of a good basketball team, and they are so well coached.
Indeed, indeed. For our radio audience on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. For Chuck McBee, alongside Color Stats Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Vandalia Butler, where Cincinnati Taft has ousted Anna in overtime in this boys D3 regional semifinal, 62-57.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.